On Saturday, people gathered at Heritage University in Toppenish to celebrate Mexican independence. NWPB's Rene Diaz reports.
Over 500 people from across the Yakima Valley gathered at Heritage University to celebrate Mexican Independence Day on Saturday. There were many different performers as part of the celebrations. Six folklorico dancers dressed in colorful skirts with flowers in their hair captured the crowd's attention. Monday marked the day of independence from Spain for Mexico. Jennifer Renteria works at Heritage University. She led the event. Renteria said the celebration was special for the community because they were able to learn more about their culture and connect with other people in the community.
This is just to our community, to our culture, to come and see what it is, especially those who were born here but never been into Mexico, so they know a little bit more about our culture.
A representative from the Mexican consulate in Seattle led people in El Grito de Independencia.
Mexicanas, mexicanos, que viva el México independiente. Que viva México. Que viva México. Que viva México.
El Grito de Independencia, a call to arms, pays homage to the historical Cry of Dolores. It's a pivotal moment in history that ignited the Mexican War of Independence against Spanish rule. People reenact this to honor Mexican heritage. Andrew Sund, the president of Heritage University, explains more of the history of El Grito de Independencia. At midnight in Mexico City, for their Independence Day, a representative of the Mexican government says the call to arms.
And it says, you know, long live José María Hidalgo, long live Morelos, long live Allende, etc., a few of the major Mexican heroes.
The celebration was paired with a resource fair. There were over 20 agencies present at the event. They included information about voting, healthcare, and classes to become a citizen. The event also had vendors selling goods, ranging from clothing to homemade candles. There was also the opportunity for families to play traditional games like lotería. Kids were able to learn more about Mexican culture through crafts. Marley Chino is a student at Toppenish High School. He volunteered at the event. He taught kids how to make the Mexican flag.
So I had to just help them out and be like, oh, this color goes right here, and like how to use these markers things. And yeah, just it was fun watching them see what ideas they came up with.
There are more than a million Hispanics and Latinos living in Washington. Sunday marked Independence Day for other Latin American countries, including Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Hispanic Heritage Month began on Sunday and ends on October 15th. People celebrate in many different ways for this month across the country. Reporting from Toppenish, I'm Renee Diaz.
Renee Diaz reports for NWPB in collaboration with the Wenatchee World and the Murrow College of Communication Local News Fellowship Program.